There's a lot of news breaking today, so we're going to combine two NBA stories into this one video. I'm going to start off with the story that surprised me the most, and that is someone in the woke media calling out the NBA, along with Hollywood and Wall Street, over their business dealings in China. When I saw this story on OutKick, I didn't believe it. But Bobby Burak, he did something journalists are supposed to do. He backed up his story with actual evidence. I'm going to play the video for you here in just one second. Hopefully YouTube allows it to go through. We all know CNN is bullshit. CNN is bullshit. When Ted Turner owned CNN, it was a respected news network. It was the first 24-hour news network in the country. Ted Turner hired real journalists. They did something that's unfathomable in the media in 2021. CNN back then delivered actual news. Today, the network is more known as the Communist News Network or the China News Network. It is no longer respected. But last night, Jake Tapper did something that is rarely seen on CNN anymore. He spoke the truth. He started off by crediting the Women's Tennis Association for cutting ties with China last week. Like I told you guys last week, this was a bold move by the WTA. They only make around $100 million a year in revenue. They had a $120 million digital rights deal with China. They were also working a deal with China that would have been the largest in the 45-year history of the organization. The WTA sacrificed all of that money to stand up for what is right. In this case, it's the well-being of Peng Shuai. Jake Tapper didn't stop there, though. He moved on to the Olympics. He said that he knows that the Olympics are not supposed to be about politics. Well, I'll be damned. Sure as hell could have fooled me. The Tokyo Olympics were about nothing but woke politics last summer. There was so much promotion of social justice during the Tokyo Olympics, I couldn't keep up with all of it. But there's a difference between Tokyo and the Winter Olympics in China in February. The allegations against China shouldn't be viewed as political. These are human rights violations. I'm not talking about the bullshit human rights violations that social justice warriors just make up about America. The Chinese government is actively oppressing their population. Jake Tapper then moved on to Hollywood, Wall Street, the NBA. He talked about their business dealings in China, and he brought up a great point, the same point that we have made here on the channel several times. Companies like Nike, Apple, the NBA, their business dealings in China are all about greed. If the NBA quit doing business in China tomorrow, they're not going bankrupt. Same with Nike and Apple. The reason they continue business in China is because it takes their earnings from hundreds of millions of dollars into the billions of dollars. It's corporate greed. They make billions of dollars, and the people doing the actual work in China are paid pennies on the dollar, if they're paid at all. Check out what Jake Tapper said.
That Simpsons episode in Hong Kong disappeared like Peng Shuai, disappeared like citizen journalist Zhang Zhan, whom the Chinese government has locked up for telling the truth about COVID-19, disappeared like the consciences of the millionaires and billionaires in Hollywood and the NBA and the IOC and Wall Street are all so eager for Chinese cash. They are pretending none of this is happening. There is no amount of money that can buy enough soap to wash that blood off their hands.
Isn't this kind of surprising? This is the first time, at least to my knowledge, that a prominent member of the woke media has had the balls to call out China. Normally, these people do everything in their power to cover up for China and the NBA. The Simpsons episode that he mentioned, that happened recently, last week. The Simpsons had an episode where they made fun of Chairman Mao and the Chinese government's effort to suppress the Tiananmen Square massacre back in 1989. It was launched in China on Disney's new streaming service. It was launched in Hong Kong. And the Chinese government quickly censored the shit out of it. When I saw the clip of Jake Tapper, it got me to wondering. I'm always skeptical. You guys know that. I'm always skeptical, especially when it comes to the woke media. Why did Jake Tapper do this? Why is a prominent face on CNN deciding to call out China, the NBA, Nike, Apple? Why is he doing this now? people on the other side of the aisle, they have been calling out China for years. Here on the channel, we've called out the NBA's dealings with China probably once a week for the past year. So why the sudden change of heart from Jake Tapper and CNN? I'll give you my theory. Ratings for CNN are in the shitter. No one misses Donald Trump more than CNN. When Trump was in office, they had plenty of content to fill a 24-hour news cycle. From 2016 to 2020, ratings for CNN were good. I mean, they weren't drawing Fox News numbers, but they were getting close. Then last summer, CNN dove headfirst into the woke pond. Led by Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo, they turned everything into a racial issue. I think CNN's come to the realization that the majority of Americans don't like woke politics. November ratings for cable news networks were released last week. In the 25 to 54 demographic, CNN averaged 148,000 viewers in prime time, 84% decrease over 2020. Total primetime viewership, 654,000, down 77%. Total day viewership for CNN, 495,000, down 72%. Maybe CNN is finally waking up and realizing three-quarters of their audience don't want woke politics. When you lose 75% of your audience in 12 months, it tends to wake people up. I believe that is the reason we're seeing a potential shift at CNN. Last year, Jake Tapper calling out China never would have happened. Chris Cuomo getting fired never would have happened. So credit to Jake Tapper for calling out China in the NBA. But this does not mean CNN has found common sense. All right, let's get to someone else who lacks common sense. I'm talking about Michelle Beadle. Last month, Michelle Beadle made her big return to the sports world and launched her new podcast that no one gives a shit about. On the first episode, Paul Pierce was her guest, and she brought up an interesting story about LeBron James wanting her fired at ESPN. Her theory was that LeBron James was so upset that Michelle Beadle mocked the decision that he contacted executives at ESPN and wanted Michelle Beadle fired. Over the weekend, she expounded on her claim. Michelle Beadle was on the House of Strauss podcast hosted by Ethan Strauss. I've never heard of him before. Maybe some of you guys have. But on this podcast, Michelle Beadle claimed LeBron James tried having her removed from NBA coverage and replaced with either Rachel Nichols or Maria Taylor. Now, she didn't mention Rachel Nichols by name, but I think that's who she was talking about. Now, this accusation, there might be some truth to this. Originally, I didn't believe Michelle Beadle's claim that LeBron James tried to get her fired, but I could have been wrong. She might have been telling the truth. I could see him wanting Rachel Nichols covering him instead of Michelle Beadle. LeBron James has always had a close relationship with Rachel Nichols, at least professionally. Anytime he was interviewed by ESPN, it was Rachel Nichols. She never criticized LeBron James. When LeBron started driving the woke train, Rachel Nichols was riding shotgun, pulling the horn. Now, I'm not a fan of Michelle Beadle. She's one of the women ESPN hired based on looks alone. She knows next to nothing about sports. She admitted she doesn't watch football, probably doesn't watch the NBA either. Rachel Nichols was much better in the role covering the NBA. Now, we'll never know the truth to this story. I highly doubt LeBron James' comments on Michelle Beadle's allegations. And I'll be honest with you. I don't know what to believe here. On one hand, I cannot imagine someone like LeBron James giving enough of a shit about what Michelle Beadle says about him to call up ESPN and ask her to be fired. On the other hand, it's possible LeBron worries enough about his public image that he did want her removed from covering the NBA and replaced by Rachel Nichols. Now, something that has me questioning the credibility of Michelle Beadle, why didn't she say this last month? Last month, she claimed LeBron wanted her fired. Now, she's claiming he wanted her removed from covering the NBA. So, which is it? Which one is the truth? You guys tell me what you think. I really don't know. Do you believe Michelle Beadle? Also, give me your thoughts on Jake Tapper calling out the NBA, Hollywood, Wall Street for dealing with China. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.